Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Telecom, your guest as good as mine. Categories will be your 10 favorite donuts and the 10 most popular brands of potato chips. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, can you wish my mother-in-law, Tina, a happy birthday and tell her what you guys think of when you hear the name Tina? Thanks, guys. That from Jeremy, giving her an original fish sandwich. What do I think,
Tina? Do I get a fish sandwich?
Oh, man, I think it's probably going to be a pretty entertaining time.
I think Pall Mall cigarettes and a unicorn tattoo in your left breast.
What about a four-leaf clover?
That's on the butt cheek.
How about a butterfly?
That's on the other breast.
Okay, all right.
I don't smoke meth.
We have a, we have a general.
I know your name's Tina. It's Tina, in your earrings.
We have a general belief that T names can get a little bit interesting, I think is the most polite way to put that, between the Tanyas of the world, the Tinas of the world, the Teresas of the world, the Tonys of the world.
I feel like Tanya is, Tammy's the scariest.
T names, man, are just, they are going to, stuff's going down. Only you people, today is my dirty 30. Can you please give me a double andro penis? And all of your guys talking all over yourself about golf. Keep rocking. Thanks for all you do. That from JC.
Andro penis.
Well, I'll say it's
andro
first golf.
Penis.
Golf, man. I'll tell you what, man. All I know is My man is out there.
You can make the JV golf.
I'll get a hole in one. Never actually be verified.
I do.
I was all right.
Yeah, I got to find it. But y'all love some Men's Room and KISW longtime listener, since no one else is going to. Today I'm 32 years old. So how about a barbershop fish sandwich and the dirtiest of Germans talking about delivering parts to mechanics? Thank you. Thanks, you guys. That from Amber.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Yeah, I do not care if they're mechanics or any profession. I like to deliver my parts to anyone.
Yeah, these parts is the best thing. Maybe get a screw, a washer, all that stuff.
Yeah, plus they don't mind rolling under my undercarriage.
I don't know why this mechanic needs washers, so. Mechanics don't use washers, do they?
Not really that much.
Yeah,
we don't know. That's why we take our cars to mechanics.
It's all computers these days.
This?
Yeah. But y'all, I got a birthday request from my brother from another mother, Travis, a.k.a. the Iceman. He turns 33 years old today. How about some turtle wax with your penis is too small in the middle, and is it too early for a fish sandwich? Much love and miss you, buddy. That from your boy, Otis.
Sandwich.
Liquor and horse, gentlemen, today is my beautiful big hairy man's 34th trip around the sun. His kids and I love him dearly. I'm so proud of him and all he does for us. Hoping to get a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans telling him how great of a job he does as a big Sasquatch driving his big truck 14 hours a day. Lots of love from you guys, from his fiance Brittany and our three kids.
So suck it up cupcake.
Yeah, I imagine that if he goes by Sasquatch, it's because he has big feet. And you know what they say about the man with big feet? A big hairy penis.
Yeah, so you know, this is one thing I know about Sasquatch. He hates that nickname. He has a real name.
Yeah, his name is Daryl.
Guys, I hope it's not too late for the birthday shouts to the best UPS driver out there. Devin turns 35 today. How about giving Devin a Leroy Jenkins followed by your penis is too small? And last but not least, a big old bong rip. Thanks a ton, guys. And at least I have some chicken. That from John and Kyle.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out to my husband, Ryan? He is 37 years old today. We enjoyed watching the Seahawks win the first game of the season with great friends. We enjoyed watching the Ravens win. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about eating Oreo cookies and maybe the birthday song? Rock on, guys. That from Teresa in Linwood.
Yeah, if you like eating Oreo cookies, you'll be very happy when me and Ted show up. I'll be on both sides. Ted will be in the middle.
Yeah, since the best part is licking the cream out of the middle.
Yeah, and I get to get dunked in milk. Yeah, makes me softer.
Guys, I want to wish my foreman, Sean, a happy birthday. Can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small? And the Dirty Germans talking about magic mushrooms. Thank you, guys. We listen to you guys every day in the truck. That from Kyle.
Yeah, if you like these magic mushrooms so much, let me show you my skin mushroom.
Yeah, see how fun was these mushrooms, huh? Is always that one person asking if you're high? Are you feeling it? Yes.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
Are you feeling it yet? I think I am.
Yeah, and since there's always the one person that wants to do more, even though it's only been 45 minutes and everybody knows these rules.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, then it becomes the party pooper.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out, man.
I am so high now.
I think
I didn't know one told me not to take more mushrooms, but we did tell you not to eat more mushrooms. We told you to wait, but you said, no, I'm not feeling anything.
I'm just going
to
finish the rest of this eighth.
And yeah. Then you say things like, oh, no. Oh, no, guys, don't leave me here.
Since I'm so high, I feel like I'm back in Deutschland.
Fellas, you guys are the best. You make our day every day. Thanks for making us laugh. I would like to wish my husband, Ben, a.k.a. the Reverend Benoit,
oh, nice.
A very happy 44th birthday with a big old bong rip and some turtle wax. I'm sure he'll appreciate it, guys. Happy birthday, Sugar Bear, from your loving wife. For the second time, Erica. Today's my dad's 75th birthday. He has celiac disease. He's had two stents put in recently, had a four-way heart bypass, but he's doing awesome. He's out there golfing. Can I get Coach Ted telling him that 75 is badass after what he's been through and that he's had two holes in one, unlike Miles, and he has the certificates to prove it? Love you, Pop. Said from head writer Sir Jolly Joe.
Well, from what I can tell, 75 is fun. You got a big holiday, Jesus. A big birthday. A milestone. I don't know what changes at 75, but as a child, it seemed like an age you had to get to. A lot of cards say, happy 75th on it. Yeah, enjoy it.
It's hard to find those cards anymore. With a specialty birthday on there? Like, even if you're just
You mean specific age?
Yeah, like 30, 35, 40. Like, after like 18, it kind of goes away.
It just says happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it just has increments of 5.
Right.
I think that's the way to do
it. But for some reason, 75 was one of those, like, you'd always, I feel like there was always a 75.
Was the print bigger? Like, the buttons are bigger on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And still alive.
Right.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it. Let's get to Color 9 on the line right now, 206-421-ROCK. We've got Your Guess Is As Good As Mine coming up here in just a few minutes. Get down there and play the game. Subject, it says, for Miles. Miles, my boyfriend has the same problem with asking someone if they're dead. He does have a knack for hating a character on a TV show, saying the worst things about them. And before the credits, the show is dedicated to ex-actor in memorial. It's happened 7 times.
Jesus.
Wow.
That from Allison. As far as foot in the mouth, things that you have heard and said, guys, I've had verbal diarrhea countless times in the last 43 years, mostly due to a genetic love of language and exploring its limits. But the first significant time I remember was when I was in first grade, I think. My mom and stepdad had some people over for the holidays, including some people from their workplaces. She worked as a paralegal at a firm that took on most of the country's toughest cases. They had a reputation. So when she introduced me to her boss, whose name was the first in the firm. I was so proud to use the new word I learned all the time. She came home beaten up from a hard day under his thumb. My response from the mouths of babes was, "Oh, you're the slave driver."
Oh, Jesus.
I thought I was initiating grown-up conversation.
You were.
Had a few years to go for that. Great show, guys. That from Rarely Sober James.
You had a few years of hell. I think your mom dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, a few years back, I had this roommate who had a thing for me, but I had a thing for her friend. The friend was kind of interested, but wasn't looking to hook up at this time. One night, the roommate and I, sitting around getting drunk, ended up fooling around. I wasn't really interested, but what the hell, I'm a guy. She decided to hook it up there on the couch. So in the middle of her going, I stopped and looked her straight in the face and says, "I hope this doesn't screw up my opportunity with your friend."
Wow.
I could clearly see the drunken disappointment in her face, but needless to say, it didn't stop her. Never did get to hook up with a friend. I wonder why. That from the clueless drunk. And one more. This one
that's
says...
That's brutal to say that during the act.
Yeah.
But she continued anyway.
This is about Thrill's brother.
She's a go-getter.
Hey, Thrill.
Hey, what?
First off, love all you guys. I've been listening for a while. That being said, Thrill, I've been trying to find your brother, Mr. NFL referee, and wanted to be proud that I get to listen to you every day, and him as well. I'm from Florida, so diehard Dolphin fan, and guess what? Finally found your brother. Screwing them in the porpoise. Call after call against the Patriots. Still a good game. Hope he figures out a few lessons from his younger brother about how to not be. Well, just say a bum. Love you all. Ca-caw. That from Mike. You get a lot of heat from your brother, don't you?
I do, every Monday. And I tell him this. I say, look, man, you go out there, you do your job, and I get it. The officials are going to take the abuse. I'll be honest with you. They don't care. They have thick skins. They're built for it, right? Naturally. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I come into work every Monday, and everyone that you have done wrong, as they perceive it, like, I get bashed on your behalf. And, of course, his response is, ha, 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 ha. But I did tell him yesterday. So his game yesterday, it was the new-look Patriots with, what's-his-face, Cam Newton mm-hmm. playing quarterback. So that's my brother's game. And I get up. I'm rocking my Ravens gear. My wife's rocking her Ravens gear. My son, he's wearing an official shirt.
Yes, he is.
The vertical what? Black and white shirt. Yeah, so I texted him during halftime. He sees sex at halftime. He'll get to you after the game for obvious reasons. He was just like, that's awesome. I'm like, it's not really.
See, we can get an NFL flag.
It's so weird. Man, I brought it up, but he's like, no. And I
why?
Don't, I feel like the
is it sacred?
NFL officials, they're real weird about their flag.
Is it? They only get one?
Dude,
what's the deal?
They will, like, every time I see him, you think my father works for the NFL now, because my brother sends him so much gear. It just says NFL, but it's like polos button up.
So he's like Rob Lowe.
I was going to say, he's got the Rob Lowe gear.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad's like Rob Lowe, right. But even my father's brought up a flag. And just, no. I mean, like, the flags are...
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
I've never held one, you know what I mean? Like, you're never allowed to pick them up when you're on the field.
Oh, don't do that.
So, you know, like, even when I was playing...
But, I mean, what makes it different than just a normal flag in college or high school?
I don't know.
Where do you even get one of those? That's what I'm saying. I guess you can get it on Amazon, maybe?
Yeah, but it's not going to be the official
right. one. I mean, I want to know what that thing's all about. I want to pull it out, like, at a party and, like, you know, call someone on a foul for...
I'd be willing to guess it's the NFL just saying, look, guys, we're not... Don't have a beard. That's one rule if you're an NFL official. You can have a mustache, can't do a beard, and do not give away those goddamn flags.
Amazing.
That makes sort of
sense. I've never seen or heard of anyone who even has one. Never seen a picture of one outside of the game.
He also doesn't understand why it's so exciting. He's like, you notice this yellow material with BBs. I'm like, I know.
Yes. It's exciting. Still. It's exciting. All right, bitch, it's time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We've got a couple different categories for you here. And then you try to guess as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, welcome to the show. Welcome to your guess is as good as mine. Here are your categories, Nick. We have the 10 best brands of snack chips here in the United States of America. And we also have for you America's 10 favorite types of donuts, according to a survey in honor of when it was National Donut Day. So do we want to go with America's 10 favorite types of donuts or the best brands of snack chips?
Snack chips.
Snack chips it is.
Snacks.
These are brands. Keep in mind the brands come up with a lot of different flavors, a lot of different things. But these are the 10 most popular brands of snack chips here in the United States. Nick, the way this works, you got to get as many right before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess on brands?
Lay's.
Lay's is number one. Hands down, Americans said that's their favorite brand of snack chip.
Off to a good start.
Doritos number two. There you go. There's two.
What
about Fritos? Got to think Fritos are up there.
Fritos. Yep.
Reno's number 10.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You're all right. You got 3 out of 10 so far. No strikes against you. You're on a roll.
So I can't do sour cream and onion because that's just Lay's.
That would be any one of the variety of brands that make chips. They're all going to have that. So no matter what, you know, the flavor's individual. Like barbecue is going to be Lay's. Yeah. Sun chips. Number 5. Believe it or not, that has risen in popularity over the last 5 years. They weren't even in the top 15 a few years back. Now they are number 5.
I'm not a big Sun Chip fan.
I think they're great.
I like them.
I got to beat Migs to, he'll eat them all before. When we used to have a vending machine, it was me and him battling out over the Sun Chips.
Good call. Pringles?
Is there a corn chip on there?
Well, you said Fritos.
Is there a tortilla chip?
Yeah, there is.
On there?
Yeah, there is.
Mission.
Wow.
That's a great guess. That's a little bit more regional out here for us on the West Coast.
Yeah, I think just go with the biggest one. So like Tostitos.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Tostitos,
number 3.
Tostitos.
Yes, it's a real turtle.
Isn't that... Yeah, that's the what? Turks
College
mascot.
Yeah, mascot.
Uh-huh. All right, Nick, so far you're correct with Lay's, Doritos, Tostitos, Sun Chips, and Fritos. You are halfway to home. You've got one strike against you. There are 5 more brands of snack chips that are most popular.
Cheetos.
Number 8.
Cheetos
is on the list.
Have you said Pringles? You said Doritos, right?
Oh, yeah, I said Doritos. Pringles. I'll go with Pringles.
Number 4.
All right.
So far, you've gotten the top 5. Lay's, Doritos, Tostitos, Pringles, and Sun Chips, along with Cheetos and Fritos.
I can't believe I'm this bad of a junk food eater that I'm doing okay at this.
No, dude, listen. You're saying everything that everyone already knows.
There's nothing wrong with a 70%. That's what you're at right now. My parents were happy with that.
Mine, too. Let me think.
I wouldn't say my parents were happy, but they
just knew the capacity capable of.
What else?
Any suggestions?
All right, so you got...
What about pretzels? Is there any kind of pretzel? Let's see. People are saying kettle chips, Cheetos, Frito-Lay. Ruffles,
good call. I mean...
Ruffles.
Number 6!
All right,
Nick. 8 out of 10 are correct. There are 2 left. These are going to be impossible. I'll tell you this. One of the varieties and brands, I want to say, is strictly a Pennsylvania brand. They do expand a little bit on the East Coast, but it seemed more regional. I'm surprised it's this high on the list, but it does make the list.
Oh.
They do have kettle chips. They have a number of other types of chips, but it's a chip company.
I'm guessing Snyder's, bud.
Yeah.
Snyder's.
Okay. It is not Snyder's.
I was wrong. I
is
will
it hers?
Shut the hell up.
It sounds like a dirty move you'd make. It sounds like a sex move from the Urban Dictionary. The brand name.
Oh.
Both of these do, actually.
Sex move in the world of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my gears are turning now. Pork rinds. Trying to throw out anything else. I wouldn't necessarily guess these, but.
Like, I love Utz, but I just can't imagine that would make a national list.
It's kind of on this. I think Utz is even bigger than this brand that's on the list.
And can we try hers? No.
Nope.
Old Dutch, maybe? I'm trying to think. Out of Pennsylvania, and it sounds like a sex move. To me, look, I lived in Maryland. Go ahead.
Old Dutch. I'll try it.
Number 9. There it is. Sex move in chips. The Old Dutch.
The Old Dutch.
Nick, you've got 2 strikes against you. The other brand kind of sounds like a sex move, too. But it's a brand of all kinds of different chips and things.
And things.
Would have I eaten it, do you think?
I don't know if you have or not. I think it's very specific if you like it.
I don't know. I feel bad. It's a sex move.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one. I don't know. I'm just going to guess kettle chips and throw in the towel.
Nah. Here are the best brands of snack chips according to votes. Number 1 would be Lay's. Number 2 is Doritos. Number 3, Tostitos. Followed by 4, Pringles. Sun Chips at 5. Ruffles at 6. The other one that Nick missed, Munchies.
That is
number
a sex
7,
move, yes.
8 is Cheetos, 9 Old Dutch, and 10 Fritos.
Munchies.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in a minute, we will drink and we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, for Pride Week in Finland, Burger King is launching a campaign that has the king making out with Ronald McDonald with the tagline, "Love conquers all."
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Yeah, Mike showed it to me, and I just went, that.
It's a little much.
Is McDonald's cool with this?
I don't know. It's the back of his head, so I suppose that there's some creative license there.
Oh, there's creative license there for sure.
I mean,
if that's the case.
It's also just weird to see mascots from a burger joint, like, being, like, just doing anything sexual. That's what I was like, oh.
Yeah, because generally that's not what I picture. Like, ooh, no. Ronald McDonald, baby, let's have sex.
I want to see how Grimace does it then. So much going on there.
Usually got to wait for,
yeah.
Usually got to wait for the convention to roll through Seattle in order to see that.
You're not kidding.
The hotel next door. Let's see here. Two people have filed lawsuits because Bud Light's Limerita, Are You Sitting Down, doesn't actually contain tequila.
Yeah. You can't possibly be shocked by this.
Right, that they have just canned, chilled margaritas just sitting there on the shelves ready for you to buy.
And they don't call them margaritas.
They are, right. They're Limeritas. Right.
You can also just, you know, buy tequila.
Right.
Do a shot with it.
Sorry that you thought that you were drinking a cheap margarita.
We're sorry that you're stupid.
Right.
I'm sorry that you mix tequila in anything. I just like mine straight.
Know what? I like a margarita.
I don't mind it, but it's not like my favorite mixed drink. I'd rather get like a vacation. Whiskey and Coke or something like that. Yeah, in the right...
Fair.
Right place, sure.
You know what? Yeah. I had a Jack and Coke over the weekend. That it was good to go back. As much as I do like a blended drink, good old Jack and Coke.
I'm not a big
fan
of the salt on the rim either, so that does nothing for me. And then I'm just drinking this sickly sweet juice that gives me a headache the next day.
Killing me.
Well, if you get into margaritas, you're going for a pitcher. So it's not just like, if it's a frozen margarita, that's a little different. I don't mind it as much.
You're getting a pitcher of margaritas?
Hell yeah.
When's the last time you ordered a margarita?
You order a pitcher if you go to a Mexican restaurant for
the
table, right?
No, you don't.
I had margaritas last week. I can't tell you the last time I had a pitcher of margaritas.
Huh.
Did you order more than one?
That's my go-to, man.
I had one.
Ah, okay.
But it was a double. Oh. Seriously, I only had one.
Just regular lime margarita? You go flavored on that thing?
Just regular.
All right, I like it.
Do you get asked if you want a double a lot?
Yeah.
I feel like I must have this look on my face that says, like...
You're a bitter.
Yeah, a double. Yeah.
You want a double? Like,
how'd you know?
You know I do.
I told you last time I went golf, it was years ago, and we pull up, and the girl, and I just wasn't drinking that month, and the girl goes, "You want a shot and a beer?" I do, but not today.
I really do. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Rain check. A woman in Taiwan tried to bring her cat into her gym, and when she was told that she couldn't, she went on a rant and stripped naked.
Well, I wish I worked more often.
You mean the woman with the cat?
She went crazy. The woman had to bring her cat to the gym. What do you know?
He works out with me. He's my partner. He's going to spot me.
Yeah, that's so weird. You don't need to bring your cat to the gym.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
He'll be fine at the house by himself. Don't worry. He'll find a spot to lay down.
Where's he going to use the bathroom, Fiesta?
Right.
He's going to spray all over the place. Especially if there's like a sweat puddle or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, like, they know.
Well, you thought that she was going to bring her out of the cage? Bring him out of the cage?
Oh, and she again, showed up with the cat.
And a cat carrier?
Right. Leave him in the cat carrier is what I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Still
I don't
not acceptable.
So. I think she
but...
came in with a damn thing in her arms. If you have an animal to cat carrier, I don't think he wants to care.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what if someone's allergic? Like, my God, if my kid brought a peanut to school, you know, the world.
Oh, man.
So you gotta think, with cats, and so many people are allergic to cats, which I think is an excuse to not hang out with cats. A very good one, though.
Mm-hmm. A man in Florida impersonating an officer was arrested when he attempted to pull over an off-duty cop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that never goes well.
Good work there, soldier. A registered sex offender was busted masturbating in an alley.
I mean, not shocking.
He said he didn't think it was a problem because he does it all the time.
Yeah, well.
Things to not tell the cops. I do it all the time, bro.
This is my Friday night, man.
I got a jug over here. I keep everything.
Yeah. You know, the cop had to be like, sir, you want to remain silent.
Can't get me for littering.
Damn it. One in three sports fans say that there is that they have a sixth sense for what's going to happen next in a game.
Yeah, we all think so.
It's called being an armchair quarterback. Yeah.
It's also called, if you watch the same sport, situations call for, hey, it's 4th and 10, I bet you they punt.
Right.
Congratulations, Nostradamus.
Super Bowl's on the line. We got 1 yard to go. What are we going to do, man? We're going to give it to Lynch to run it. And then, no, we're going to pass it. Because everybody else knew that we were going to give it to Lynch to run it. I was still content, Seahawks fans. That was the right choice.
Or you could be somebody like me. I don't care what football game I'm watching. If you're inside the 5-yard line, I'm going to go naked bootleg.
Boom!
The announcers say it, we say it. Tony Romo will certainly tell you.
Right. How'd you know?
In a shocking turn of events. We do have a study here. It says, did getting outside this summer put you in a better mood?
Well, sure. When the weather was nice.
Yeah, if we had a summer to put me in a better mood, and then right. At the end of it, we got 2 or 3 weeks where we should be having some decent weather right now, and instead we get this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It says 3 out of 4 people in a survey said yes, it was a big boost, and 58% of us appreciate the outdoors more than we did before COVID. However, the survey also asked people to name the top outdoor activities that make them feel like a kid again. So I do have the top 10. Let's have some fun. What are the top 10 activities that make us feel like a kid again?
Playing catch.
Playing catch, not bad. Ted, any guesses?
How about kickball.
Kickball, okay. Miles, your guess?
Going swimming in a lake.
Swimming in the lake. Sure. All right, so these are the top 10 outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again. Number 10, hiking.
Yeah, all right. I don't know that I hiked much as a kid, but...
I was about to say, I didn't hike as a kid, so now I just feel fat.
Yeah, I like it as an adult, but I never did that as a kid.
No.
You didn't have to go on all those hikes like I made my kids go on?
Then again, in Scouts, I had to do a handful of hikes.
Yeah. Boy, my kids, they hated that.
But it also depends where you live.
They hate it. I loved it. They hated it. Like, this sucks, Dad.
Number 9, flying a kite.
I have not flown a kite. You know, actually, my son flew a kite about 2 weeks ago. So
nice.
I have a buddy that's really into kites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he battle kite?
No, but he's got little tiny ones that he can just, like, travel around with them everywhere. It's a whole lifestyle. It's kite life.
I like it. Kite life.
I need to fly a kite again here soon. If we don't get enough wind to fly kites.
I was going
to
say, if we had wind, we'd have a much different scenario right now. This is the only time of the year where it's not being windy.
Right. Yeah, go to the beach.
Right.
That's where they thrive.
That is where they thrive, out on the beach. These are the top 10 outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again. Number 8, being on a boat.
Oh, yeah. I love boats.
But do you feel like a kid again is the thing?
No, I feel like an adult who's finally on a boat.
Right. Because as soon as I get on a boat, it's not like, yay, whimsical childhood. I'm thinking, where's my beer?
My friend groups do not have a bunch of people with boats.
I mean, if I were in a canoe, I might feel more like a kid, right? And even then, where's my beer?
Mm-hmm. Maybe being on a houseboat for me as a kid. We took that trip a couple of times. We went down to Lake Shasta, rented a houseboat. It was a great time. It was good.
Yeah, we did nothing like that.
Now that you're saying that, like, as a child, I don't know that I was ever on a boat. I feel like most of my boat activity has been as an adult.
Right. Plus, it was a paddle boat.
Oh,
good call.
Yeah.
Then it's kid.
Plus, also, there's no natural lakes in Maryland.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm. These are the top 10 outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again. Number 7, going to the river.
Going down the river.
Going down to the river.
Just go down the river every night.
I think whatever the body of water is, like, for me, it would be going to the beach, because where I grew up, you went to the beach every summer.
Exactly. Number 6, running. Running?
From who? Because when I was a kid,
Dad.
I ran a lot, but I never jogged, so to speak.
I'm not running because I want to run. I'm running because I have to.
Right. And yet again, just, you could see old pictures of me as a kid. I didn't do a whole lot of running. These are the top 10 outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again. Number 5, riding bikes. Yeah.
Sure.
Gotta go back to that one.
Yeah.
Difference is now you ride them in the street. When you're a kid, like, we had trails. Jumps and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like...
Yeah, we're not even thinking about it.
We're going to go 10 miles and turn around.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. That was a lifestyle when you were a kid. Everybody got their bikes together. You went down to the convenience store, got some slushies or something like that, some candies.
Then your bike was everything. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. That was your mode of transportation.
Now you're on it because the doctor told you you should be.
Yeah, you got these funny pants on. You're way too serious. Now you got gloves and a helmet.
You got shoes that strap into your pedals.
You look like the kid that everyone made fun of when you were a kid.
You really do.
You're just out there impeding traffic for all the drivers out there. Damn it.
Impeding traffic.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. These are the top 10 outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again. Number 4, going to a lake. Hmm? Yeah.
Yep. Back to the bodies of water.
All right. Exactly. Putting on the water wings, getting out there.
Having leeches on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'd put a pool in there, too, then.
Pool's not a bad call. However, Ted, you are at number 3, going to the beach.
Yeah. Nice.
I never liked going to the beach. My best experience going to the beach was just a couple weeks ago. I hate the beach.
The beaches are different here. You know what I mean? You've got to go to the right beach.
Right. Well, the thing is about the beaches here is that it's cold, it's windy, it's very dark outside, so I go, hey, look, nice beach. And then I turn around and I go back inside and enjoy the view of the beach.
You can't do anything with it.
Right. And when we talk about the beach, if you're like Maryland, Jersey, like that kind of area, it's kind of like Southern California. There's boardwalks. There's candy shops.
Slutty chicks everywhere.
There's arcades.
French fries.
Right. Arcades.
Poorly airbrushed t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the beach itself is not the most important part of the beach.
You know what? You're right. The beach is just the location of the debauchery.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, yeah. That's
All-Pro miniature golf.
That's right. Number 2.
Punt the ball through a dinosaur.
Number 2 of the top outdoor activities that make us feel like a kid again, camping.
Not really, but yeah.
Yeah. Again, it was just in Scouts. We never really did a whole lot of camping. I mean, we set up a tent out back a couple times and slept out there.
Right.
But that's not really camping to me. Didn't do a whole lot of camping.
No, it's just not sleeping in your house.
Exactly. We did hiking, so we're just tired.
Mm-hmm. And the number 1 top outdoor activity that makes us feel like a kid again. Are you ready? Fishing.
Oh,
right.
Dude, okay. I just went fishing first time in a long time, like with a bobber and stuff. It was great.
Did you catch anything?
Negative.
Okay.
Not a damn thing.
All right.
I thought you said running from the police. Like, that definitely.
Yeah. Getting whooped on the ass with a wooden spoon.
Right.
Vandalizing the neighborhood.
Getting poor grades.
Getting that one house back for being mean.
Being in school during summer.
Oh, yep.
Being sent to my room without dinner. After let's go to some good news stories here. After a short pause, Oxford University is resuming trials on their coronavirus vaccine.
All right, good.
Good things. A woman with an 11-year-old autistic daughter found herself in a bind because her daughter would only eat SpaghettiOs during the pandemic and she couldn't find any in the stores anymore. People came together and started donating all their cans to help the mother.
Damn.
All right.
SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs.
That's a weird one out of the canned spaghetti.
No,
family. Man.
That was my childhood. I loved SpaghettiOs.
Really?
Oh, man. That
not
was my
jam. Not even the ravioli or anything?
No,
different?
Straight SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
No meatballs
ravioli
in there or nothing, man.
Yeah, I was a Boar ID guy.
According to a new study, the number of robocalls is down from last year once again.
Good.
It's a good thing. And a man in the UK went to move into his new rental home and found something a little off.
What was that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.